the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, this is a very wide open topic for you. The grossest blank.
Yeah.
That's all. Now, it started, Joe had seen a list, it was going around of the grossest states, and they had figured it out based on the number of garbage dumps, and it was stupid.
Whatever.
It was so stupid.
One of those typical lists.
What? Who won?
I think Pennsylvania. Well, I don't think they won. I think they were the grossest.
You win.
I think they were picked. I don't remember. Pennsylvania and Virginia was closed. I don't remember, but
Pennsylvania, they would rank high up there just based on, what's that town that we love that we'll never go to?
Shamokin.
Oh, Shamokin. Like, that will bring a state down so far down, just being that.
Every state has a Shamokin.
That's the problem. Well, yeah, every state has an area where people who don't live there think of. Like, anybody who's never been to New Jersey is Newark to you.
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Because that's what gets portrayed in television shows.
My apologies.
It's the intro to The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Right, right.
My apologies to Pennsylvania. You did not win the grossest state. That did go to Virginia, followed by South Carolina and North Carolina.
Really?
Then Pennsylvania, Texas, New Jersey, Connecticut, Georgia, Delaware, New York, Tennessee, Rhode Island, Ohio, Wisconsin, Vermont. So pretty much places we're on.
Carolinas are beautiful.
I know.
Well, that's the thing. Most of those places are beautiful, but they're, you know, I guess there's some gross people.
Well, no, they based it on air quality, the number of landfills, and illness spread.
Oh, yeah, a lot of communicable diseases.
Oh, they also included Google searches for certain gross items when determining rankings, like mayo recipes
and crock wearing.
Mayo recipes go a long way, man.
If mayo recipes was a thing, I can't believe that Michigan didn't burst into the top 10.
Oh, I can't believe just say the Midwest is a state.
Michigan is a Miracle Whip state, so.
Is it? It is not.
I mean, that's the only thing. And there's a lot of tangy zip here.
I had never had mayonnaise till I thought I'd have to go to Europe to get that.
Miracle Whip is the grossest oil-based egg product that there is. I'm saying that.
That's your grossest?
Yes. Miracle Whip is the grossest mayo.
This I don't think I've ever had Miracle Whip.
It's so nasty.
Oh, it's terrific.
This text from...
I love that. So nasty.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
No, it's the tangy zip of Miracle Whip. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I also like mayonnaise.
I like both. I'm okay with it. I mean, to me, it's like, you know, yellow mustard and French's mustard like Grey Poupon. Like, they're similar but different, you know.
This text from Northeast Pennsylvania. Ha ha! Suck on that, Virginia!
There you go.
All right, so that's how it started. Mm-hmm. The grossest blank.
You think they count West Virginia and Virginia as, like, because West Virginia would bring it down, right? Virginia, I thought, was beautiful driving through it.
Well, no, they don't count them as one.
I don't know.
West Virginia is gorgeous driving through it.
Yeah, most of those states are gorgeous to drive through.
Yeah, you're right. Really. It would be gorgeous to drive through there.
Yeah.
You just don't want to get
amazing terrain.
End up in a hole or something.
I'd say that's true of almost any state.
I generally almost never want to end up in a hole.
In every state is to not end up in a hole.
Yeah, except I think West Virginia, you go spelunking, you're going to get eaten. And probably molested, according to everything I've seen about it.
That was, I don't know, Georgia. Wasn't that where they filmed Deliverance?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch scary movies.
I don't know. You're scary, unless you're, you know, on the wrong end of that business.
Yeah. You've been made to squeal.
Yeah, like a pig.
Kelly.
Not yet.
That movie still stands. That holds up, man. It's still creepy as hell.
Yeah. It's a drama. So other than
it's got
some
people.
Of the attire.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good movie.
And it's got people who don't look like you, who do scary things with no teeth and they want to hurt you and there's no way out.
Yeah. That Deliverance kid.
Some grossest things. The grossest thing about my high school was in one class, I had a girl in front of me who had such bad breath, I could not figure out how they got the braces in her mouth. But I did know what she ate based on how her breath smelled from the stuff stuck in those braces.
That's disgusting. That's
even worse, the guy next to me got a tongue stud and would sit there and floss his teeth with it. I'm still creeped out by it.
Oh, gross. Yeah, that is gross.
It is gross, but you can't claim that as the grossest.
No.
We have to be
able
to know.
Every high school has one of those.
Yeah, like kids are gross. Are kids the grossest humans?
Yes. Well, no. Old people are the grossest humans.
Babies are pretty gross.
Yeah, but they are, but they also make up for it in adorableness. Whereas somebody who's like 90 and squashing themselves.
Yeah.
There's nothing adorable about that.
Plus a baby, I can't help it.
Right.
I think that factors in.
Well, old people don't do it because they get into scat late in life.
Yeah, they can't help it. They can't help it either. But you know, like with a baby, that's only going to improve.
Right.
Whereas an old person, it's only going to get worse until they're dead.
Until finally they're in. Yeah, like their final, hello, their final number two.
Yeah.
Their final number two is all of their insides falling out of them.
Yeah, you know you're dead when your liver comes out of your body inside out.
Yeah.
You ever taken a poop because your body exploded in the coffin?
Yeah.
Kelly, okay, so the grossest humans are old people.
Yes.
And me.
No, I think the grossest are adults that are in the middle that can take care of themselves and choose not to.
Yeah. ICP fans.
Grossest music fans?
they got to be the grossest, right? Maybe Kesha fans.
I like Kesha.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Whose side are you on?
I see what happened there.
Shockingly easy.
I didn't know it was T-ball today.
Man, TikTok.
I just like really took that.
like grossest music fans. With all due respect to the Juggalos, yeah. I mean, that is where people go to like just lick feet and whatnot.
Yeah.
So that's pretty weird.
And just like the soda on me. Getting like
I know you
sticky.
Don't like sticky, yeah.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, I can't.
Sticky
take
and
it.
Sweaty is Joe's biggest nightmare,
and that's what concerts are.
Wait,
and it's 1,000 times worse because
ICP fans don't drink beer; they just like slosh around with soda.
No, they drink, but they but the ICP they throws Faygo on them.
Yeah. Like they'll go to shows
this
just to
real.
Get doused in soda.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds awful.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Their heaven is a place where they can just swim in stickiness and obesity.
Mm.
That's what the great Malenko promises them.
That's true. They have so many miracles.
What is the grossest pet?
A ferret.
One of those fat lizards. Like, they don't do anything necessarily. They're big and they smell. Not like a little lizard that'll like entertain you by eating rats or something like that. But like,
I'd like to order one fat lizard, please.
Yeah,
that doesn't do anything, but is gross.
So like, the only times I've ever seen them in someone's house, they have it's like a bigger fish tank, not like just a little guy, but like a larger fish tank, and then. That Jub-Jub looking thing just kind of, he's in there and he goes nose to tail and he just sits there. And it's like, my life is just to sit and soak up this little lamp.
You just remind
what
me.
What are those?
I don't know. An iguana?
Yeah.
That was fairly easy.
The little Jub-Jub
so
thing.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like that particular lizard might be the grossest pet.
When I was like 8th or 9th grade, I went over to my friend Jeff's house and we were playing basketball in the yard, and he had a neighbor who was a high schooler, and somehow like they were right next door, like their driveways touched.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up going next door, and we go in and he's like, yeah, check out my fish. This guy's in high school, and he was kind of one of those bullies that would get on the bus and just punch you in the chest because he felt punching you in the chest.
Man, those kids are
best.
Cool.
But he was feeling really likable this day, and so he's like, yeah, check out this fish. And it was like a foot long in an aquarium that was about 20 gallons. So it could swim for a half second and then turn and go back around.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like driving your car in a mall. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's not enough room to do things.
Yeah.
And I go, wow, he must have a great time swimming for days in this tank.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy turned from happy to sour and yelled, get the F out of my house. And I had to run for my life.
Yeah.
All because of that fish. But it was a big, fat fish that couldn't do anything.
He thought you were PETA.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Don't you take my fish away.
My God.
All right, Kelly, what is your grossest?
Yesterday, I had a biopsy done, so I get a cyst removed. And while I was doing that, the doctor asked, is there anything else you want me to look at? Which is already kind of gross.
Anything else I can cut off of you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, got any other anomalies?
And I was like, man, I've got a bubble in my ear. And one of the nurses who listens to the show, she was like, oh, yeah, I heard you talking about this. We can clean that out, no problem. And they had a girl who'd recently graduated who hadn't done that yet. She was like on her first or second day there.
I just got my ear scraping license.
Yeah,
can I try?
She was like, can she practice on you? And I said, yeah, for sure. And I was like, my right ear's the really clogged one. So they did the like, whoosh, thing in your ear.
Is that like where they flush warm water in there?
Yeah, it's warm water and peroxide. And so the nurse, her name's Stephanie, she pulls it out and she's like, got it on her finger like a booger, showing it to me. And I was like, oh, gross. And then she's like,
your wax wad?
Yes. She called it a raisin. She was like, let's do your left ear. And I'm not even kidding. I thought my right ear was bad. My left ear was so bad that I had to take a picture of it. So we're going to share that.
Oh.
Steve hates me for
this is about to be amazing.
This.
Oh, my God. That was in your head?
She called
holy
it.
Holy crap.
Ear raisins.
Yeah, it looks like a raisin.
Wow.
I think Stuart chews up caramels and shoves them in for a brain.
When that came out, was it like,
yes.
Like all of a sudden you could.
Like, were your headphones, like, shockingly loud today when you put them on the first time?
We talked to Freebeer about this because Freebeer thinks he's going deaf, but he's never had his ears cleaned. So we've got it because that is so if you're a fancy idiot, you can see what came out of my ear. It legit looks like a raisin on the nurse's finger and on that Q-tip
so
thing.
Disgusting.
People are like, I don't care if it goes to a charity. I'm not going to be a fancy idiot anymore.
That was so out of my great. Clean ear. The one that she had on her finger from my dirty ear, I should have one that had a bubble in it was so nasty she could pinch her fingers together and separate it like legitimate wax would do.
Oh, that's
it
sick.
Was, oh, and God. Mind you, this was after she cut a cyst off of my hairline bone between my hip and my vagina. So I was feeling real cute yesterday, guys.
Oh, my God. What
felt cute. Might delete later.
Oh, my God. What did it taste like?
You know, it wasn't
bad. It looks
bad.
Like a dab.
Chicken, a little
bit. It's like eating. Wax.
A little tangy.
Yeah.
This text from Dominic in Michigan. Do you bleeping Southerners not bathe? Essential oils won't take the stank off you, you stupid hippie.
I don't use Q-tips. They're bad for your ears and the environment, guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not.
Meanwhile,
you know,
that's going to clog a dam.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. You're not supposed to jam things in your own ear.
That's what they say. But if that were true, not. Every other one of my Instagram ads would be for those like handheld hook up to your phone ear cleaning things. Have you seen those?
Gross.
No,
they're little claws that you put.
Oh God,
you hook
that
up to your phone,
like,
and then
really
you can
bad.
You can look at it going into your ear, so you can pull out your own ear raisins.
Ooh, that seems like
a bad idea.
I said to Kelly that we need to get the nurse to come in and do all of our ears and then compare.
That'd be awesome.
So
let's get all our holes cleaned.
Yeah. If you've never had your ears cleaned, they hand you this little like bucket thing that you keep under your ear where like excess water and the sludge comes out.
Oh, and catch all the drippings.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah. Back to drippings from yesterday.
That's to make gravy.
We'll all roll dice and the lowest roll has to drink it.
Well, let me tell you something. They ask you to hold this while they squeeze
Holy
it.
Crap.
And while the nurse was showing me the first ear wad out of my bad ear, I was clenching onto this little ear bucket so hard because I was so grossed out that the other nurse who's on her like second day, she's like, you can let go of it. And she's pulling my hand away and I let go and it's
Splash. No.
Everywhere. I was like, I had the death grip on that thing.
And it's a good thing Stuart's out of town because there was no fluid you could keep off you yesterday.
Good. Yeah.
God.
I like how
good
you waited.
Lord.
You waited till he left town to get all sexy.
I think, yeah. If I'm him, I'm thinking, I timed this out good.
Yeah. I sent him that picture yesterday. He's like, because I told him, I was like, I had a biopsy done. Yeah,
guess what hole this came from?
Yeah, I was like, guess what this is?
The new game show, Guess the Hole.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.